Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about a wiser way to make decisions. Consider how strong everyone's preferences are. That can guide you toward choices that don't leave people feeling resentful. Perhaps you have heard the classic relationship advice to understand just how important certain things are to your other half. If you would rather stay home for Christmas, and your partner would rather spend the holidays at his parents' house, that may seem like an impasse. But if we ask the strength of everyone's preferences, this can change things. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care? If you realize the importance of you staying home is a 4, but your partner views seeing his parents as an 8, then you can see why it might be wise to make the trip, albeit maybe a shorter one, so you can have some time at home as well. Or maybe you are deciding between two paint colors. He prefers one, and you prefer the other. But when you rate your preferences on a scale of 1 to 10, both of you pick 3. The truth is, neither of you care all that much. So just pick something and stop worrying about it. You aren't going to be put out by a different choice, and you won't worry that your partner will be resentful if you go with your choice. It's all good. Generally speaking, when the importance of a decision is pretty low to both of you, then you don't want to sink too much time into reaching a decision. If the importance is low to one person and high to the other, you will usually both be happier if you go with the preference of the person that the decision is more important to. Now, of course, this doesn't always work. There are some people who will claim everything is a 10. But honestly, if you are married to someone with a bulldozer of a personality, you already know that. You already know that this tip isn't for you. But for most people, this probably won't be an issue. Both of you are generally reasonable people, and while you like your preferences, you don't want to paint the walls white if you don't care that much about interior design, and your partner has been dreaming of a nice, sunny yellow bedroom since childhood. By adding the question on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is that to you, to all your decisions? You will make it possible to make quick decisions when you don't have strong preferences. And you will invest your time into making the decisions that matter most to both of you. I will add that this question can be helpful for making joint decisions with roommates and friends, too. If you are choosing between sushi and Italian for dinner, and one person has been fantasizing all day about her spicy tuna rolls, that's good to know. You can ask yourself this question as well for individual choices. For instance, maybe you are looking for a laptop bag. You want one that fits your laptop easily, has a zippered top, and a light lining. If you can't find one that you like that has all three of those features, you can ask yourself how important each feature is on a scale of 1 to 10. Maybe you will decide that fitting your laptop and zipping are both 9s, but the light color lining is just a 4. So you go with a bag with a black lining and learn to live with it, precisely because you can live with it, in a way that would be harder to do if your laptop was always sticking out of the top of your too small bag. Decision made. No need to spend more time exploring the universe of options. Not every hill is a hill to die on. By using a scale of 1 to 10, we are able to focus on what is important to us and let go of what is not. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.